Welcome to the Monster Hunter Podcast Show. It's episode 43 for the June 13th, 2011. And welcome to the Monster Hunter Podcast Show. I'm Christian from Game Design Reviews.
Hey everyone, this is Social Dissonance, also known as Shepard from YouTube.
Hello, this is Noxella, and I can't stop walking down.
He's got quick feet!
And my name is Nick, and I came from my mama's belly.
Wow, how unusual.
I would hope so.
Yes.
He's my brother from another mother.
Oh!
Get out of here.
So today we are doing the horny quest.
Whoa!
We are using lots of horns. That's what
yes.
I meant. Not what were you thinking?
I thought it was thorny.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, no. But we are doing lots of hunting horns. The stars have aligned because we had lots of troubles getting on. I guess PSN is still not quite healthy. So what's the deal with our setup today, Shepard?
Well, there was a question on last week's podcast concerning the hunting horn and if you could actually cut a tail using the poke attack. So right now we are going to test this on a Tigrex and we're going to see what happens.
Wait a minute. Nobody explained me this. This is like the worst possible idea. I'm out of here.
No, we worked too hard. So aside from that, Noxel and I decided that we were going to take this challenge just a little extreme, because just cutting off a tail alone would be like easy, I guess. So we have decided to use adrenaline as well.
Adrenahornin.
Okay. What do I have to do? Because I never really used the hunting horn for realsies.
Okay, so if you press select.
Yes, select.
You will do a quick little poke attack that will play a note and also supposedly do cutting damage.
Okay.
At least that's the plan. And I've actually committed myself to not using any attacks other than the poke until that tail is off.
I'm
playing some
idea.
Songs first.
Oh, you can play some songs. That's cool. I should probably do that first, too.
This is the Tigrex, man. This is like the worst idea.
Man up.
Okay.
You gotta man up.
Yeah, you just gotta stop your belly aching.
Of course, around here we say you gotta cowboy up. So.
You gotta cowboy up. Get your mosey on.
Affinity up. That's
awesome. Oh, wow. Thanks. Okay. Good.
Now, he's going to be charging around a lot, and all that means is
there is
you got to move fast.
There's a different monster here.
Well,
oh, gosh.
Just pretend he's not there.
Oh gosh.
Work.
Oh, that's good. Okay, let me see if I can get one of those pokes. Oh, no. Okay.
It looks like his tail's like just a little high.
Yeah, that's
there we go.
Are you saying the Tigrex does drugs?
I'm getting a contact high with that tail.
His tail is doing drugs.
I'm getting it though.
I think I hit it once. No.
I see a dead Boldrum. I have to start blowing myself up, actually.
Filling up you.
Oh, actually, let's get hit.
See,
bring it, bro!
My defense is too high.
I know. I'll blow us up again.
I think I'm good, actually.
Nope.
Oh, there we go.
Alright. Red! Or this is how I play Hunting Horn. So you guys are just gonna have to deal. Oh, I messed that up. Ah, oh, red,
orange.
All right, red. Now, just the last thing orange. Anyone is allowed to do. Nobody use a life powder, or I will forever hate you.
Oh, that's okay. I don't have anyone with me anymore.
Why you gotta hate, man? Why you gotta hate? And you know, knockback extended is such a lie.
What? What extended?
Or knockback negated, I should say.
Oh, okay.
This is like the most painful thing ever.
This monster is quite fast, and it's kind of difficult to get close enough to him.
Oh, yes.
I don't think that this really can compare to the cuckoo.
The worst thing, the cuckoo, you mean the Kuropeko? Kick a Kuropeko to death?
Yeah,
that was pretty terrible. That was 50 minutes of tears.
I got a shock trap over here.
I got a couple of good hits there.
I've been a lot of good hits. Now, did anyone bring meat? Was anyone that, like...
Yes, smart? Of course.
I have some.
I have
Oh.
There's hair meat over there.
He might eat it. Oops.
Now, the normal attacks of the Hunting Horn don't do any cutting damage, right?
No, you gotta use the little poke.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because sometimes when I unsheath the thing, it makes it intact.
I'm not... Ooh, there we go. I'm not the only one. Oh, no!
Social is
dead. How unusual.
I'm reminded of a devil joke quest. That happened.
My bad.
No, that devil joke quest didn't happen.
Yeah, well, if it wasn't recorded, it never happened, right?
It's on the Justin TV.
Oh, was it? Was it on there?
Oh, it'll be on there. I've been broadcasting.
Look, I'm the next one to die. Yes.
Oh man!
I just pretend this never existed. This never happened.
I shouldn't have made fun of him. The monsters know, you know. They figure that stuff out. So the most important thing I think we should discuss today is obviously the things that happened on E3.
Sure.
Nothing happened. Everyone said we're going home, and they did.
Yes. And here's the Monster Hunter game. And that's it.
Yeah, we wish.
Yeah.
Don't even joke about that, man. That's not even funny.
Yeah, I was crying at the end of the Sony conference.
Yeah. Well, the worst part is that the Vita is not going to have video out.
Oh, yes. That's.
Is that how we pronounce it? We're calling it the Vita or the Vita?
I call it the NGP. I think, honestly, Vita is like the worst possible name. It sounds like an anti-aging moisturizer cream,
or a resume.
Oh yeah,
the curriculum Vita.
Or
just put it on your Vita, man.
Or like a Final Fantasy character.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really concentrating on poking that tail.
Okay, so we have like two new consoles: the Vita and the Wii U.
Wii U. That's what they're calling it, right? Wii U?
Wii U, yes. Yeah.
Wii U.
So, first of all, maybe about the Vita, of course, we knew everything about before it, most of it beforehand. They haven't shown anything about Monster Hunter. I was a little bit disappointed by this.
Well, I think any Monster Hunter news is going to be at Tokyo Game Show, right?
You think so? But if on Tokyo Game Show, they usually don't bring out any news for the Western market.
That's true. I mean, it may just be that they release Monster Hunter in the West silently in the night, and one day we just wake up and it's on the shelves.
Yeah, that's what I'm figuring will happen. Like, somebody, maybe they just steal the English patch and finish it off. And what are they gonna do? They can't do anything.
Well, I'm pretty sure they have some good ideas about. Oh, I think I'm gonna die. Oh yes.
No.
Let's just start this all over again, guys. How about we do this with a Ludroth of some sort?
that's quite a downgrade from the Tigrex.
Well, we could actually hit that tail.
Yes.
We'll do this with the poison Ludra.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's at least a little bit of challenge.
I don't know, because that's a tale that we could realistically hit, like, somewhat reliably.
Let us put it a different way. We are practicing. We're doing a practice round on the Ludra.
A practice round with the Ludra.
It's a proof of concept.
Okay. Because that's a tale we can hit, like that Tigrex tale. Like I got like maybe ten hits.
We did a lot of hits on that thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
I swear, this is like the most horny podcast we've ever done.
The horniest.
That's a tail I could hit.
I hit it, man.
I hit that so hard.
10 times.
I hit that overnight twice.
Yeah, I just hit it twice, a couple of times now.
Are you putting up a...
I got it.
What? You're talking about your sister?
What? Oh. What?
Are you talking about my sister?
Who has a sister?
Han has a sister.
Why would you hit her?
Kayo Han, what are you talking about?
Kayo Han!
Don't hit my sister.
Don't hit my sister.
Your sister's a poison Ludra?
Yeah, so?
What about it?
Want to fight?
Want to fight about it?
Wow, you're really protective about your sister.
She's beautiful.
She's pink.
Well, she's gonna stay
away. Wait a minute, your sister is pink? Like the singer?
Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
That's not fake. That's a Black Eyed Peas.
No, I'm going to do it anyway.
Not topical enough, Nick.
Oh, gosh. This podcast is falling apart.
It's all falling apart.
This podcast was pretty awesome, but now it's just falling apart.
I'm going to have a fun time editing this.
What? No, everything stays in. We're doing everything live. We're doing it live. Yeah, I'm just going to go over here and call up our website. So yeah, speaking of the E3 thing. So what do you think about the Nintendo Wii U?
I like it.
I'm excited.
That controller looks pretty boss.
Yeah.
Boss.
I like it. I'll use it.
Oh no.
Why do we prepared have... cast?
Yes. This is like the worst. You guys have no idea what we went through in order to get this thing started.
Every week.
Although we got 9 people on right now. 6 of us are not us.
We used to have 10. That's how well the live stream is going.
Now you said that we are live streaming everything.
Yeah. Nick will run a live stream of the podcast, although it does not contain our commentary or my sleek editing. It is available for those that need the most up-to-date podcast as possible. Sorry, Noxella, you're going to get blown up, bro.
Okay.
Oh, wait, do you have adrenaline on?
No, I don't.
Let me blow you up anyway.
I do have it, but I haven't activated.
Oh, well, let's blow up together. Actually, poison's probably pretty good.
Oh,
I like that.
Sorry, I'm gonna have to negate it.
No. Well, I
have normal status negated.
I got hit by
what horn is this? This horn is like the mega horn.
Mega horn.
The omega horn.
Base power of 120, accuracy 85.
Accuracy 85. Affinity? What? Okay, terribly confused.
Oh no! Tumblr changed the dashboard. I totally can't use it now.
I thought my attack was supposed to get higher than that. Oh, maybe not. At one point, it was 440. I don't know what I did wrong.
That might have been from the buffs.
Oh yeah, those buffs must have been pretty awesome.
Seriously,
hold on. I'll get my buffs going.
KO, huh?
Yeah, KO.
Okay. That's right. Yeah, we have to cut that tail first.
Yes, with a post.
Yeah, we should be able to do this. We got this, guys. Going in.
Where?
Go.
We're concentrating. Shh.
Oh, that's good for a podcast.
So we're fighting this monster. We're fighting this terrible, terrible beast.
He's not really terrible. He's just pink. He's pink.
He's been terrifying the village, and so we're working on ridding this menace.
By poking him relentlessly.
But we have to take his tail as a trophy because the village chief really wanted it to happen. and
that's the story.
He's taken down all of our telephone wires.
Wow.
For whatever reason. Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea.
I didn't know Ludroths could use telephones.
They can't. That's why they take down all the wires.
They're jealous.
They just have to eat it.
They're like the bees, the honeybees, and they need to get rid of cell phones, otherwise they'll die.
Oh man, this, it's so depressing that the bees are going away. I like bees.
It's okay, because, you know, we're supposed to be conquering nature, and getting rid of bees is just the next step, is going to be getting robotic bees.
Oh. Guys, true story, I went in my attic today to put something away.
And there was a bee, a robotic bee.
No, it was a hornet, and he just, like, slowly descended from the ceiling like he was, like, really gonna mess me up, and I screamed like a little girl and I ran away.
See, I told you that this is the horny podcast.
Wow,
it was really bad. I was like, he was like hovering directly in front of me, like, you want to go?
I have like 3 hornets' nests on my porch downstairs.
You want to take me on? You want to take on the hive? I was like, I don't want to take on the hive. Leave me alone.
I knock the hornets' nest down every morning when I go to work, and by the time I come home, they come back and they build it even better.
Well, that's terrifying.
Nick is doing like evolution right there.
You know, how do you knock them down?
With a chair.
Nick, with a steel chair.
No, it's a wooden chair.
With mind bullets.
Wow.
Okay. So,
how about the power to move you?
Oh man, Nick is also a Tenacious D fan.
I saw them live in concert.
Oh wow. How was it?
Yeah, they were playing with Jimmy Eat World and Weezer. Is that weird? Is that a weird show? I think it was a weird show.
That sounds like a weird show.
Why don't you ask the stream for a question?
Oh no, I know. I found it out. I think I found. Yes, I have it. It's back. Oh, wonderful. Okay. We have questions. Oh no, the questions are not good.
We've got light into these questions are the worst questions I have ever seen.
Corrections, we don't have any questions.
Okay, we got a question. Why are you guys so awesome?
Nick, I think the only person able to answer this question is you.
Yeah.
I was born this way?
Yeah! Oh, the tail is gone. Where did it go? Oh,
We would say
it's possible. Confirmed.
It is possible. Confirmed.
Yeah. But we knew that it's possible, right?
Well, we confirmed it in our lab earlier. The Monster Hunter lab,
the testing lab.
It's like MythBusters. They're pretending they're doing it live, but they're not really doing it live.
That's not live. I mean, they would be blown up a million times.
How? How is it standing on the trap? I hate you, Royal Ludroth.
Oh, you died, Nick. Wow, no, Nick died. Die.
What are you talking about? He died. He's cool, man.
He didn't die. There was a message. I thought it was Nick dying, and he was really angry. So I thought it was him dying.
No, it's because he was standing on the trap that I set, and it didn't do anything.
Oh, and he just smashed me while I was eating. Now I'm angry.
Man, you are really adrenalized there.
Yes, I'm at 400 attack.
Come on, knock him into it. Oh, he didn't get knocked out of the box.
I love this special attack right here. Like the, not that one. The one where you just kind of fling your horn backwards.
Yeah.
That's really fun. It's a really fun attack.
Title mode version of that has 3 hits.
It hits 3 times?
It hits 3 times.
That's awesome!
Awesome!
Mine only hits once.
Mm-hmm. Did you get them all up? That's
probably not.
You have if you stand underneath a Devil Joe, you'll get them
off. Oh yeah, that's the way to do it. Because he just like envelops you in his green fleshy goodness.
It is terrible smell.
Gosh.
Social.
Sorry, bro. But hey, I knocked him over. How about that?
Christian, no!
No!
Patty broke from
what?
The... What?
How? What?
Patty broke off from the group and said. And you guys are...
Come back, and you Nick, guys, I didn't mean it!
You guys are still there and fighting.
I didn't mean it, Nick!
Oh, I'm so angry, apparently.
Oh, Nick has gone. Nick is the one who went, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so confusing.
This is the nature of doing it live, folks.
Oh, man. This podcast is, like, bug-riddled but horny.
Take that, live stream! You'll have to wait for Monday to see what happened.
Monday. You gotta see it on Monday.
Well, I didn't need anything from this guy anyway.
So you know what the natural enemy of adrenaline is, right?
Getting hit?
Bullets.
Friendship?
Those are all good, but not exactly the answer I was looking for. It's
water before 12 o'clock.
I mean, that is fair.
No, poison. Yes, poison is horrible.
Poison?
Oh,
yeah.
Covered with some abnormal status negate.
Oh, that would be... Oh, yeah, poison negate would be nice.
Shepard, I have a request. Please never show footage of me using the hunting horn.
That's actually going to be all you all the time.
I'm like the worst hunting horn user in the world. This is, I think, maybe the third time I've ever used the weapon.
What's that purple thing there? Does that prevent poison?
That purple thing is the Royal Rudroth.
That is tax.
That's so nice. You did that for me, Noxella?
No, I did it for me, I'm sorry.
Oh. For me? Really? Okay, well, that's how it is. I'm going to just drop a pitfall trap.
I must imagine while Nick is gone, he's probably just, you know, soloing Devil Joe in the background.
You doing that, Nick? Yeah. Show those live stream people a good time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm fighting. I'm fighting him. I'm
gonna
do it.
You're going.
I'm doing it.
That's good.
He's got to be close to dead. He's very tired.
He's going for a little swim on ours. While we're finishing him off, Christian, how about one more question? Besides we're awesome.
The first question, you mean?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess it's the second question. Yeah, the question that we get asked, I guess we already dealt with it, but it's a good thing to refresh. In Freedom Unite, if an Elder Dragon flees around 25 minutes into the quest, when you do the quest again, will it be at the same health? Question mark?
They keep a reserve of 30% health, to my knowledge.
So it will never be lower than 30% health?
Correct.
But
at 30%, I mean, you should be able to get that. Because some people, like, you should theoretically be able to kill an Elder Dragon in, like, one round.
And I think you will have a similar effect also for the Seedus in Monster Hunter Tri, right?
Yeah, and I believe it's the same thing for him. About 30% should do you.
Yeah, I guess so. Do the monsters in
sorry, Noxel,
in Portable 3 do the same?
No. There is no Elder Dragon that does that. There aren't any that flee.
Sharp now.
Oh, my bad.
That's okay. That happens all the time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna die. Oh, I've fallen unconscious. No!
Noxella!
Noxella!
There's actually, speaking of which, there's this, like, interesting phenomena on Freedom Unite in that it really shows what you get from the easy way and the hard way. Now, the easy way to fight White Fatalis is there's actually a download quest for him. The only issue is from the download quest is you have to beat him in one round, which is borderline impossible to do solo. I'm not sure that I've ever seen an event White Fatalis killed in one round. I've certainly never done it. Whereas if you go through all the work to complete almost all of the G-rank training in the game, plus, like, I don't know, like 100 million Elder Dragons, you could unlock him normally. And in that case, you can fight the White Fatalis that can be repelled normally.
Uh-huh.
It takes a lot of work. But, I mean, if you really want that White Fatalis armor,
oh, man.
That's what you gotta do.
Large, Dark Sword, Artisan, all in one skill.
Plus something else, right? Oh, all in one skill. Isn't it like, what do they call that? Rage or something like that?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. The best way to fight him was, of course, with Clust spamming, or at least that was one of the most effective and most branded ways to fight him. I think another way was you'd get a greatsword user with sneak and three gunners with taunt on, and he would just constantly get off level three chargers while the gunners spammed him with various shots, like dragon shots or something like that. All right, so here we are, continuing the horny quests.
Yay!
And unfortunately, Nick's new internet hates Christian.
Hey, it was...
Really, just about everything in the United States is against Christian, mostly because the Germans have taken David Hasselhoff from us, and we haven't forgiven them yet.
It's because of the ice cream.
It looks so good.
Mm. Guys, there is David Hasselhoff ice cream out there. You have to get it. It's amazing.
Really? What does it taste like? Does it taste like washed up junk? Oh, no!
Burn! Ooh.
You know, he wanted to create his own version of Facebook, like Hasselhoff book or something.
A hassle book?
Hassle the hassle.
I would definitely go there instead of Facebook.
Well, that's what he was counting on.
Well, why didn't you do it?
He wanted it to be your one-stop destination for everything Hasselhoff. Man, look, I could make this up, can I? It's true. It happened.
That would be so awesome.
Or he wanted it. I don't know that it actually happened.
You know, this is a man with a vision.
Yeah.
He says what we all think.
You know, maybe we should bring, like, psycho serum next time.
You mean we are not psycho enough?
It's been almost a minute and we have no idea where the boss monster is.
Oh, man.
We could have brought a hunting horn with our sight.
This is good podcast material right here.
So the most funny thing happened other day. We had something. There's something. An event here where I live in Cologne called BAMES, and it's short for Beer and Games.
And only in Germany.
Those are good words to put together.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. The idea is that you meet in a bar and you play games and you talk about it.
We sort of have something similar. Well, I mean, we have lots of different things like that. But my favorite of them is read a pen and paper RPG book in public day.
Where do they do that?
It happens like 3 times a year, and so it's a Facebook group. You know how Facebook groups are.
Oh yeah,
So I only know Hasselbook.
Well, you could like read like some Ravenloft in public,
heck yeah,
like, around like Halloween time, and nobody would think anything of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got to get like crazy books.
Dark Sun?
Vampire
Dark Sun, yeah.
Is that one?
Vampire, we need some
Brown. Vampire the Masquerade.
Oh, yeah, that too. Although, I mean, that's about to get its own MMO, so...
That's pretty mainstream. Yeah. We're trying to be real indie here, Christian. We're talking about second edition. All right?
Okay, I'm getting out. So the reason why I'm telling this is I went to this BAMES thing, and usually it's just, you know, just people coming together and discussing different games that they might not know about. So I decided to talk a little bit about Monster Hunter, and I did a small presentation about Monster Hunter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you use the podcast at all?
I mentioned that I'm doing a podcast. I then didn't show footage from the podcast.
Dare you?
Are you embarrassed?
I don't. But in hindsight, I should have done that, because actually it was very difficult to, you know, show what's, you know, the game while talking about it and answering all the questions and stuff like that. And I think I didn't do such a great job of showcasing what the game is all about. But the problem is, you know, it's like in a basement, so there is no internet there.
No, that is hard. Well, you could always download a portable version.
Couldn't you have tethered your phone?
No, the phone didn't have a reception there.
I should probably do something so I don't die.
So, wow.
Muggle bear.
So the problem we had there was that the monsters, as you guys mentioned, that it was very difficult to find a monster. For some reason, we got in the worst possible quests, and the people weren't finding the monsters, and it was really not that great.
No, were you trying to get a bunch of people go? Oh yeah, I did that. I just did that.
Did you?
The backwards hit.
Or did I?
Did we both do it at the same time? Because that would be pretty awesome.
Well, we have upswinged each other.
We're in utter synchronicity. Can you? How does that attack work? Well, I know the super pound messes you guys up. I'm sorry. But if you do the upswing on another hunter, does that cause them to fly through the air?
I think so.
I gotta get going on that more often. It's out the window.
But social distance is in the room. Everything goes boom.
He dissonates
the
socials.
Shut it down.
Minds exploding.
So how about another question there, Christian? Unless there was more about games, beer, and Monster Hunter.
No. That's pretty much it. Yes, so this is a question from the Monster Hunter Freak. And he asks us, dear Shepherd, Christian, Nick, and possibly Noxella and or Milkman. You know, the list is getting really long with us, right?
It's true.
Yeah. If you could have one monster to own as a pet, which one would you have? And also, if you could own one weapon, what would you choose? Thanks, the Monster Hunter Freak.
I think I'd own the crazy-looking symbol thing, horn.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the weathered horn.
Why is that?
Because that thing is amazing looking, and why wouldn't you want to play a cymbal on some sticks?
I guess, yes.
You know?
I know what you mean, yes.
I hope he doesn't.
No, I really like all of the rusted weapons and things, because they're weapons from some civilization that existed in Monster Hunter Land before anybody knew.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yes. What about the monster?
I'd probably do a mini Pekka.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. I think
that's adorable.
Oh man,
yeah.
It's.
I would have to do the same. He'd
play with Bob, and it would be amazing.
Oh wow. Oh no, it's even better. The mini Pekka would be able to summon Bob.
He summons cats, not Bob.
It's like, where's Bob? And Guru Pekka's like,
he's going, and here comes Bob.
Hey guys.
Yes.
Oh. I would kind of want a Giggy and just stick it to things and make it grow big.
Ew.
whenever I needed something for such an occasion.
It's super slimy and everything.
Well, but if you let him feed for a while, he gets really large, and that would be a really cool party trick.
Let me start.
It'd be that amazing slime pet in World of Warcraft. Oh, and wait.
There's a slime pet in World of Warcraft?
Yeah, and it eats rats and tiny little animals that exist, like squirrels and rabbits and things like that. And each one it eats, it gets bigger.
Ooh. Is there a limit?
I don't think. Yeah, it is.
It doesn't just keep growing forever. It's not like the blob.
I wish.
Anyone know what that just did? You want to give me a little heads up? Besides, get me. I don't. I played a song and I wasn't particularly certain what it did.
I just got an all effects extended.
Oh, maybe that's what it did.
All effects extended again.
Oh nope, that was Noxella. As for a weapon, well, that's a great question. I don't know. I guess I'd want a gun lance, because those are pretty awesome.
Those are.
Yeah.
I would want a gun lance, and I know exactly.
Which one?
The popcorn from...
Ooh, that's delicious. And deadly.
From Freedom Unite?
Oh, yeah.
Basically, all of the food weapons are pretty great. Oh, I got... Yeah, it's a pretty easy gun lance to make. Ooh, how am I not dead?
But you guys are expecting that you would be actually able to wield those weapons, right?
I just
put it on the wall.
There actually is a YouTube video of a guy who has actually created a gun lance.
Wow. No.
It's not like real. It doesn't shoot explosives. It shoots like dart guns.
It shoots
little Nerf things. But he does stab things with it. He stabs like a wooden box. You know, I don't get that. Like, whenever you see some person, they've created like a real life 1-to-1 copy of the Massamoon, all you ever see them doing is like chopping up a wooden box or like a cardboard box.
Because when you pick up a samurai sword and you're a white guy, the only thing that you can fight are houses. And so any white guy wielding a sword becomes the embodiment of Exodus House Fighter. Because Exodus House Fighter, rules the streets, and every house is just worried. You know, is Exodus House Fighter going to come into my room?
Is that like a reference to Don Quixote?
No. So when I lived in Ohio, I got another story. Do you guys want to hear a story?
Oh yes,
yeah. We like the stories.
Does it include poop?
Mongolian babies,
sort of. Okay. It does have some poop socking in it.
Oh, that's good.
But only at the end.
Okay.
I lived in Ohio, right, my prospects weren't very high. You know, a tiny little town in the middle of Ohio. Didn't have a bunch of money growing up. I didn't touch a computer until I was like 20. So,
wow.
I'm really old now. So we used to play a lot of Magic the Gathering because there was a porn shop that sold magic cards.
Whoa.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
It was, you went there to get pornography, your local newspaper, or Magic the Gathering cards.
Was it run by like the mayor of the town?
Sort of. I mean, he had been around for a long time. Like this bookstore had been around for a really long time.
Oh, wow.
But anyway,
that's such an insane combination, man.
We played, well, like, because the guy inherited it from his dad, but he really liked playing Dungeons & Dragons, so he had a bunch of gaming stuff there. So, you know, I mean, it wasn't totally insane.
I will suspend my disbelief.
Yeah, okay. Just gonna have to get immersed.
Okay, my immersion is starting. Hello?
Go, 1, 2, 3,
go,
7.
Go. K-O-Han. K-O-Han.
He doesn't exist.
He does exist in my hearts and dreams. And
he exists
the
everywhere.
Minds of the people.
Mind bullets.
Knock out Zella.
Knock out Zella.
He exists.
All right, so just so we had even more non sequiturs in this completely disjointed podcast, we bring to you, for your viewing pleasure and entertainment, your very own Jolly Green Giant, Nick.
Nick! Whoa!
We are fighting the Nick.
Freaking Paramete already. Holy cow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Well, I hope you're hitting him in the face.
I never fought the Devil Joe with a hunting horn.
That makes all of us.
Good.
Really nervous.
Have any of you fought Devil Joe with a hunting horn before?
Yeah.
Perhaps it's like the worst idea ever.
I've been
doing it for the past few days.
Oh.
Yeah. He did it in the Devil Joe quest.
Oh.
And, I mean, now I've got better armor that's not Red Pekko armor, so that's good.
I want to find out what the song does, guys. You guys got to help me out here. This one. Right. Does that look useful?
Here, protect high.
Oh, yeah, that is good. Oh, it's even got the little guy.
Defense up high.
And
more power.
He looks like he got angry like really fast. Is that because of the paralysis?
It might be.
Oh, that's good. So, not that now is really a good time for it at all, Christian. But you're not really moving.
I know. I'm figuring something out here.
Okay, take your time. Do you have a question for us?
Sure. Let me see. I just got in. Oh, there's the Devil Joe.
Okay,
I'm just going to go out and try to read the question.
Hey, there's a question in the channel, on the Justin TV channel, too.
Okay, get there, and then shoot. What's the question?
All right. I think we've had this one in the podcast before, but just in case anyone wonders, does the giant monsters, like Giant Devil Joe, do more damage than normal-sized monsters? So, like, Gold Crown and stuff like that?
No, we didn't have to get the question.
No, that is an interesting question.
They do not.
How do you know, Nexella? Where do you know that stuff?
Well, if that were true, then what about the mini Uragon? He would do no damage.
Oh, that's
but instead.
That's a good point.
We've proven that he can completely destroy us.
Mini Uragon wasn't born that way. He was
he was actually a giant Uragon. Actually, in that quest, everything is normal sized, and you are the giants.
Yeah, it's basically like in the movie Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Uragon?
Yes, because in this movie they have like scientific explanation of how they shrunk the kids. And they're saying that they reduce the space between the atoms. And if you think things through, that doesn't make sense, because if they did that, then the kids would still weigh 60 kilos however
that's true.
They weigh.
You would just have to trust in Rick Moranis, okay?
But I don't trust him as a scientist.
But I do.
Most people would. I would trust him with my children.
Yeah, sure. Reduce the distance of atoms in my children.
he was Vince Clortho.
He blew them up, too. Didn't he blow up a baby?
Yeah.
What?
Honey, I blew up the kid.
Oh.
Sleep.
Oops. One last hit. I don't have any barrels.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, so I think the size of the monster doesn't matter. It depends on
what
you do.
That was wrong. That was so wrong. I'm so sorry. That was not the attack I wanted to do.
There was some things that didn't happen there that really should have.
I wanted to do that backwards hit to his face.
That's a perfect fit to this podcast.
Yeah, that works.
Oh, yeah!
Good job, Nick.
No, that was Alex.
K.O. Han!
K.O. Han!
I think that was me. We knew he had it.
Maybe it was me, but if it was me, then it was totally an accident, I must admit.
Enjoy this music. I think that was healing? Was that healing?
That was, yeah. Health. I think it was the red health regenerate faster.
I think it's just a little. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. Whoa! No, thanks. Silence. Moment in the night.
Okay. I'm gonna figure out some awesome questions.
Oh, he just stomped on my face.
Okay, what's the most?
Oh my Devil Joe!
Right in my Devil Jewels.
Here's a question from I don't know, cat lovers. What's the most
samurai pizza cat?
A samurai pizza cat. Oh no, I'm getting eaten. I don't have dung bombs. That's good.
I flashed them too.
Okay, so the question is, what is the most amazing thing your feline comrade has ever made? Mine killed another cougar by hitting it in the face.
Mine became president of the United States. What now?
Your cat was called Obama? This is a silly name.
Why do you think he said Barack Obama? Does my cat have to be the first African-American president?
the first feline president.
I would like to point out that your cat is not a citizen of the United States.
He was born here? He was born here?
Neither is Barack Obama. Oh, no. Uh-oh. Hey, guys. I didn't bring the poop either. I hope that there's some moments happening.
We're trying to keep it.
Oh, wow. Guys.
K.O. Han! K.O. Han!
Doesn't exist.
He exists! He clearly exists!
Oh man. I want to see a K.O. Han fan club next time.
Yes!
Get out of here.
You have to accept your fame.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah, we've already we've created a legend. You just have to step into the boots.
Silver crickets, thunderbugs. After all these years, I finally got a thunderbug. Golden cricket. Yeah.
So you became the president of the United States, huh? I hope he's. I hope
that's no big deal. He went to Yale.
I hope he's enjoying his copy of The Witcher.
Just for the record, he's looking forward to Skyrim. Okay.
Okay, but the Polish developers are much better than you Westerners.
You know, I've played a number of Eastern European RPGs, and they always strike me as like kind of funny. Like they have a real attention for numbers. Like they really really like numbers.
It should be like right up your alley.
Well, it's kind of up my alley, but it's a little weird. Aside from Monster Hunter, I don't normally like a ton of numbers in my video games.
Oh, really?
I guess Master of Orion is pretty awesome, although I know that has like almost no place in this podcast.
Oh, man.
What are you talking about? It's Master of Orion, especially if it's Mu 2.
Oh, yeah, Mu 2 is the best, man. Mu 3 did not happen, by
no,
the way.
No, that was horrible. But Mu 2 was awesome. Oh, man.
I would always play as like the little spy guys because they were the best. They were. Don't tell me otherwise. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear your min-max strategies. Right, spy guys own.
I don't even remember how to play that game.
We should maybe. Why don't we do a?
Oh no!
Wow!
K.O. Repeating, Han. K.O. Han.
We get.
Oh, yeah.
He's able to eat two guys at the same time. How is that possible?
He's devil, Joe. His mouth stretches.
I never saw that. Wow! That's amazing.
I wonder if he regains his stamina twice as fast when that happens.
By the way, have you explained why we're fighting Devil Joe?
What do you mean why we were fighting?
Yeah, why he died so fast. It's the Horn Podcast. It's the Horny Podcast.
Yeah, the Horny Podcast. It's Devil Joe is the perfect monster. About he has a...
Guys, did that... That was really fast, actually. That went pretty well. That went much better than expected.
That went much better than our previous attempts at killing him in order to farm for my armor.
Well, we didn't have K.O. Han with us that time.
Oh, yes.
I need to see image macros, banners, YouTube videos, T-shirts, and Happy Meal toy merchandise by next week.
I got a friend. I get him working on that.
In fact, if you have a story, just a little quick anecdote about when K.O. Han has personally helped you in your life, post it in the comments, and
yes.
I'll probably read it.
Yes, because next week is obviously K.O. Han...
Appreciation.
K.O. Hanukkah.
It's the holiday.
Yes, where we celebrate the K.O. Han and his awesomeness, and where we are going to sit at the K.O. Han tree and read K.O. Han stories.
We will pluck the sweet, tasty K.O. Han fruit and share it between each other.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Let's just say this. It's stunning.
I must say, considering that this podcast is so bug riddled, that the parts that do work are pretty awesome.
Well, it just keeps like dissolving more and more.
Okay, I think we have to wrap.
Yeah, you know what they say over quality over quantity.
Yeah, this time we're sorry, guys. This time is a little bit short, but we are having lots of troubles with everything.
Ad
hoc party, PSN, Skype, everything was against us.
How come we're missing somebody?
What?
Nexella, you have to get in here, and we have to do.
I'm gonna kill myself, guys. BRB, gonna just a little suicide.
Here,
I'm gonna splash a little bit of water. Nice. I'm gonna splash the water on me. Oh yeah.
Oh, all right, I'm back. What's up? Oh hey.
Okay, so we are going.
Pleased to meet you.
Where? Oh, what?
Oh my!
What?
He was sad because I wasn't here.
K.O. Han.
K.O. Han. So we are going to wrap this up. You can write us an email on monsterhuntercast@googlemail.com. You can, you can post on a YouTube channel. Also, you can go to the Tumblr blog and you can still post questions even though they change everything. We are going to able to read them anyway. It's on monsterhunterpodcast.tumblr.com.
So I have to tell a story about K.O. Han. One time... At the university he goes to, he once walked up to the student center and headbutted it so hard it moved 3 inches to the left.
Wasn't that like sometime around the beginning of April, just before, no, May? That was like right around the time of the Fukushima reactor incident.
Yeah, it's true.
That makes sense. Well, by the way, there is a Twitter account on Twitter.
Oh yeah, we're on to you, Monhun Cast.
We know exactly who you are.
We're
and,
coming.
And you need to contact us.
Just saying.
Things going to okay if you contact us.
Otherwise, you're going to come home one day and be like, that's odd. Wasn't my house like 3 inches to the right?
I swear.
Why are all the windows cracked?
Everything's. And why is there a big head-shaped hole in the side of the wall?
Somebody's fighting my house with a katana.
Is that a tsunami? Oh.
Not again.
Oh,
this is
no.
The third time this week. I better just turn off this Twitter account.
Watch it, Monhun Cast. Watch it.
Okay. We wish a good hunt, a good luck, and to remember this. Whoa.
Oh my god, that is so wrong.
This is horrible. That is,
oh my this god. He's got me in a headlock, guys. Oh! Oh!
Okay, we wish you good luck, good hunt, and remember, Vita is made out of people.
Dude, you're farting in my face. What? Gross. Knock it off, man.
All right. Ugh. I could do something even better. You say, okay. Get them, ducks.
Get them. Get them. Oh, this looks so wrong.
Pretty.
These usually resolve themselves if you just try to connect again.
You're the beast.
Who murdered somebody?
I think it's the connection problems.
I think the victim was the podcast, and the person that killed it was Noxella.
Hey,
Ohan, you knocked out another podcast.